Now that's happy music. Happy, happy, happy. Happy, happy, happy. We're trying to be happy as we talk through the rate changes.
Can we just start a Groupon and
yes.
Or a GoFundMe and make our own power plant?
We may try. You bet.
I was
our own power generating station.
Romy, you don't know the brilliance of the comment that you just made. I was on the phone with a good friend who's pretty high up in the echelon of brain power in the state of Arizona. And he says the problem is we have our utility companies in the business of distributing power. They need to be in the business of manufacturing power, and then the distribution is put out on the free market.
Deregulation.
Now, would that be incredible?
Yes, it would.
They're not in the business of distributing power. We pay them to make juice, and then we pick how we want to get it delivered to the house.
You know, on the side where they list all the charges on your electric bill, you can see kilowatt hour generation charge. That's what it cost them to generate your power, which is very small if you look at that amount.
It is the distribution.
Distribution. You know, they've got 27 different line items that build it up.
And some of those in there, I should pay closer attention to, but I know I can't do anything about it. It just makes me mad to read them.
And you can't. There's absolutely nothing you can do. They're just unbundling them to explain to you where your bill come from. This is where we're putting all your money.
And most of that bill breakdown is Corporation Commission mandated.
Right.
Show the customer it in such a confusing way that they can never understand what it is they're reading.
Yes. And I was always very forgiving of the utility companies.
Me too.
Flip the switch off at your breaker, and how long are you going to sit there and
absolutely
and not go back and turn it on?
I was always,
you know, it's a service they're providing, and I'm willing to pay for it. I'll tell you when I started really changing my tune about that is about this time last year. I heard a radio commercial promoting these three individuals they wanted elected for the Corporation Commission, and at the end it said paid for by Pinnacle. So most everyone that heard that didn't realize that they just heard a commercial by APS. I mean, Pinnacle owns APS. It's a utility company advertising who they wanted elected.
To regulate them.
Yeah. That's when I really started changing my tone. All right, this is garbage. I can't even believe this is allowed. That is a very sneaky way to And I knew something was going to come if they got their way. And just sure enough, all three of those that they were advertising, because the commercial sounded very convincing, too.
And
you got done listening to that, and you're like, man, maybe I should be voting for these guys. And then you hear, paid for by Pinnacle. I'm like, oh, bull. This is garbage.
Well, don't get rosy going. I can see it.
If you want chapter two on that, you know they're leaving the Corporation Commission.
Who?
The ones they were promoting to get on the commission.
They got on. They got this new rate. And they're probably moving out of fear of their life. They're on to a different state.
One apparently is now going to run for state treasurer.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And one
cut their teeth in the political arena. So now they're going. They got their corruption going.
And one's apparently taken a job in Washington, D.C.
Well, I can tell you from the call screener side of the glass, people are very angry. People are wondering.
At me?
No.
At me?
They're wanting you to guide them. There's people saying, hey, how about we just go solar with backup, you know, solar backup and just get off the grid completely. I have some saying, why aren't we, you know, starting some kind of lawsuits and demand that we have competition in the energy industry again.
There are going to be two open seats on the Corporation Commission.
Steve Kep's
the man.
I had someone ask if you were going to run so you could solve this.
That's
Mr.
a good
Rosie.
Idea.
So anyway, you've got a couple of good suggestions online as well. So.
Wow.
Yeah, there is, you know, and back to what Romy said, I've always complimented APS on providing clean power, reliable power.
This whole summer, there was 3 total minutes that I was aware we were out of power.
Isn't that amazing?
It was at 10 o'clock at night, and I went to go light a gas lamp, so if the babies woke up, there would at least be a light. And before I could get the gas lamp down and lit, it was back on and went back to bed. So they do a good job. I just think there's some serious mismanagement of...
At the very least, the messaging looks horrible.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I agree. And May 1st, everybody will get it in their bill as to how horrible it is going to be.
It's not going to be pretty.
To answer the question about going complete solar with battery backup, to do that independent of the power grid, I mean, you're looking at $70,000 to $100,000 just starting.
Or more.
Most people don't have that kind of cash laying around.
And that would be for a small home, not a large home. And then you always have to have a utility grid to back you up at some point. If your generator goes down, if your batteries go down, you're always going to want to be connected to the grid because without it, your house goes down if you're not managing your power plant.
And one more thing, and then I'm going to shut up because you guys had done this, and I don't mean to take over. We got a texter that says, in this segment, are you willing to cover how accurate or inaccurate the comparison tool on APS is? Now, are they talking about what your rate's going to go to, or when you get the note that
says... We're going to that in the next segment.
Here's how much you use versus your neighbor. Are they talking that one or that?
You log in to your account at APS, and they have a comparative built-out sheet for you. And it'll apparently try and tell you what the new rate's going to do to you. This texter is saying he's highly suspicious. It's not accurate. Steve has a definite opinion on that. I have a definite opinion on that. But we're going to have to wait till after the break. And when we get back, we're going to talk to David and Ted and Bob, who all have questions and input. And I need some more happy music in the background, Gary. Really soft, just nice, happy music. Everybody calm down. We got poor old Lou out in Phoenix. Peoria.
I bet you his typewriter's melted down since this hour started.
He is hot.
He's very good.
If I had time, I'd read the whole article. Yeah, the whole letter. All right, y'all. Everybody calm down. We're going to take you to your happy place here at Rosie on the House. Everybody breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Relax.